We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Horrible time to get sick. Does that sound stupid? I'm going to read you inside info from two sources working inside hospitals. Source number one, Marty. We're short every day now, more than ever before, because so many are out with COVID. Source number two. Many floors, hospital floors, have 50% staffing. 50%. Wow. Many managers are taking patients, unheard of. In one unit Monday, we had four nurses off with COVID. Four nurses sick out of 12. Blend that in with Braden's story, and it's heartbreaking. And I had to let him tell it because I'm hoping that we can all learn lessons here. Braden, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, and by the way, I respect and admire your courage and what you're going through, and tell us what happened in your family with COVID, sir.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you and your audience because right now I'm still emotionally fragile.
Of course.
So if I break down, please forgive me. But it started in October. I was taking my son back and forth to work, and he got in the van one day, and he coughed, just a little cough. Now, he was 10 feet away from me and my wife. I told him to put his mask on. Well, that started it. We didn't know it, but he had the virus, and he gave it to us. We thought that he thought, and I thought that he had a cold. Well, he got sick. Then the next day, I got sick. I had a fever of 104.2,
wow,
and I could hardly breathe. Then the next day, my wife went to her doctors for an annual physical, and she asked her doctor about COVID. And a doctor checked her lungs. She says, no, you don't have COVID. You're okay. She went to work that day. She worked at a doctor's office. And she had coughed, and the doctor sent her to get a COVID test. And she couldn't come back to work until she came back negative. Well, she tested positive the same day she was at her doctor's. And a couple of days after that, she was trying to bring up some phlegm, and her pulse ox was 88. So I called an ambulance, took her to Strickland Valley Hospital, and I never saw her again.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I'm sorry. My wife and I were together 47 years, and this virus is insidious, Marty.
Gosh.
Even with masks on, we had our masks on, my son didn't. We caught it. He went to the hospital. He was in Pasadena Hospital for a couple of weeks in ICU with pneumonia in both his lungs. And they treated him with steroids, and he still isn't back to work. This is in October, and his lungs are scarred. My wife strictly administered remdesivir. I told them not to do that, but they did. And what I've read about remdesivir is that the side effects is your organs shut down, you go on a vent, you never come off, and that's exactly what happened to my wife. They, Pasadena, didn't put my son on remdesivir because they said he was too far along, and he was healed. I had it. I stayed at home. Luckily, I have an oxygen concentrator. My sister brought me up medication, and I battled with this thing for over a month. We all lost our sense of taste and smell. It's the most horrific experience I ever had. And now I lost my wife in November. 33 days later, I lost my oldest son, and they just brought him back to me.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're dead.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jesus, man.
My life is just turned upside down. My income split in half. It went from $50,000 a year between the two of us to $17,000 a year. It's just a nightmare. I want to wake up.
And so people know this, and no one was vaxxed. No one, sir.
No. My wife had what's called factor 5, which is a blood clotting disorder. We were afraid that she would get blood clots. Before she died, my brother-in-law's wife died.
God.
A month after she got the vaccine, and her lungs were filled with blood clots. She never had a blood clot problem in her life. So we lost her.
How many loved ones have you lost from COVID?
Well, my mother died New Year's Eve last, not this past one, the beginning of 2021. Then I lost my brother-in-law's wife, and then I lost my wife, and then I lost my son.
My God.
I only have one kid left.
God, baby.
There are things that spouses have to do. They have to know, not just about the virus, because
yes,
you're going to get the virus.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But each spouse has to do what the military does and train everybody to do the same job as everybody else so they can take over. Because with my wife gone, she did a lot of things that I didn't know how to do. And now I have to learn how to do these things. I don't know where my cemetery plots are, my marriage license. There's a lot of things I don't know because she didn't tell me, because we didn't think anything like this would happen. Now I have to find these things. I can't bury them without the cemetery plots,
the
deed.
Hey, man, I got to help you, man. We got to hook up here. I'm going to call you as soon as I'm done with the show. I wanted folks to hear this story about how dangerous this is, how deadly it is, how devastating it is, and the vaccine and masking and the tragedy. But, my man, we're going to do everything we can to help you, okay?
Can I say one last thing?
Of course, man.
People that are vaccinated still have to wear the mask, not to protect them, but to protect other people so they're not expelling virus, because you can still get the virus with the mask. Everybody has to be conscious of the fact that we have to use a prophylactic. We have to use a mask no matter where you're at. I don't want anybody else dying.
No, man. It took a lot of courage to tell this story, and hopefully folks will hear this, and hopefully that message will get folks to act in their own lives. My man, we're in this together now. I will call you as soon as I'm done here today, okay?
Okay. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.